Welcome, friends. I'm Jennifer Ray, and this is an audio inquiry called Ritual for Renewal. Today, I'll be leading you through a guided meditation that you can use anytime you'd like to reflect on perhaps what you're ready to release and what you're ready to embrace. I like using a practice like this during seasonal transitions, but you can use it whenever you feel you would benefit from looking back in order to move forward. There is also a downloadable workbook that goes along with this meditation, and you can find that wherever you found the link to this offering. I recommend that you wait to fill out the workbook until after the guided practice. So now let's begin. Taking a moment here to find a place that is relatively quiet and ideally somewhere you won't be disturbed. It's nice to feel warm and supported during our practice, so please do use props like a blanket or cushions. Don't worry too much about your posture. What's most important is that you arrange the body in a way that creates or elicits ease and comfort. If you're seated upright, ensure that your spine is lifting and that you have good support beneath you. If it's comfortable, you're welcome to close your eyes or simply soften your gaze and rest your hands on your legs or in your lap. As we begin, we'll take a moment of arrival. During our practice, we'll be looking or inquiring into some questions. So I'll be guiding you through a series of inquiries. And I'd like to encourage you to just simply let the questions soak in. Avoid grasping for answers. Rather, allow the questions to be received. You may find internal responses come to you in the form of emotions or words, images, memories, or phrases. Aim to simply accept what arises in the window of your mind. Don't let the discursive mind, the storyteller, whisk you away. Now, we are in this practice inviting insights to arise, so some thought or internal response is okay. I encourage you to return to a sense of relaxation and grounded presence throughout the practice as a way to bring you back into this moment. And as we arrive here, continuing to soften the eyes or close the eyes, and beginning now to draw the attention towards the body and the breath. Notice your body and the places that your body contacts the floor or the props. You could sense here into a quality of grounding or stability in the lower body. And if it helps you to arrive more fully, you could take a few deeper breaths. Relax any areas of tension you discover, softening eyes, jaw, and tongue. And eventually releasing control of the breath and allowing it to flow naturally. Beginning our practice here with a short quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. He says, "The present moment is where life can be found, and if you don't arrive there, you miss your appointment with life." I thought in our inquiry practice today, it would be helpful to remind ourselves that everything is constantly in flux. Of course, anicca, or impermanence, is an inevitable part of life. Along with this truth of impermanence comes the inevitable necessity of letting go. Sometimes we choose this letting go, and sometimes, of course, it chooses us. But the fact remains, a basic quality of reality is that it is inherently ungraspable. So perhaps here, just sensing into the flow of breathing. The breath, of course, is a beautiful metaphor for anicca. It comes and it goes. It arises and it falls away. Perhaps also observing the body, observing sensations, even thoughts arise in the space of awareness and eventually fall away. Take a moment here to simply connect to this truth of impermanence. When we know everything is ultimately temporary, we are reminded of life's inherent value and preciousness. And from here, let's drop now into the mind's eye this question: is there something that is revealing itself to you that is ready for release? Is there something that you've been holding on to that is calling for a letting go? And allowing the question to simply rest in our awareness without chasing after an answer. Is there something that is revealing itself to you that is ready for release? And as you contemplate that question, you could turn your awareness towards your body and mind and observe any feelings or thoughts or sensations that immediately arise. If there is a sense of tension or struggle or sadness or any other difficult feeling state, you could perhaps place a hand on your body, maybe on the heart center or on the belly, and simply wish that part of yourself well. We all hold on at times, and grief can be a natural response to letting go. So perhaps placing a hand on the body and simply appreciating your humanness, allowing whatever is here, feelings, sensations, thoughts, memories. Consider the question, what dreams are you nurturing now? Once again, bringing awareness back to the body, back to the mind, and simply observing whatever arises now. And continuing to offer yourself kindness and care, a safe space to be present with what is. This is a small piece of writing from John O'Donohue. He says, "May you see what is hidden in you as a place of hospitality and shadowed shelter. May that hidden darkness be your gift to give. May you hold the shadow to the light." So holding whatever is here in the light of our awareness, creating a place of hospitality. And our next question to contemplate, where are you headed with purpose? And what are you ready to plant in this next season? Taking your time with the question. Allowing yourself to simply receive the words. Without any agenda, where are you headed with purpose? What are you ready to plant in this next season? Once again, returning to the body. And if there is any feeling of sadness, any difficult feelings of letting go, perhaps offering a few words to yourself, such as this feeling too. Finally, now taking a moment to acknowledge all that you already have. Invite a feeling of thankfulness into your body and mind and feel its warmth surround you. If you're having difficulty connecting to a sense of gratitude, you can always choose something fairly small. Maybe there is a pet in your life, or a small child, or simply a momentary experience. Really connecting to that quality of gratitude and thanks, and inviting that field into your body. Imagining the feeling of thankfulness washing over the body, the mind, and the heart. Like Thich Nhat Hanh says, the present moment is where life can be found. The Tao Te Ching says, open yourself to the Tao, then trust your natural responses, and everything will fall into place. And continue to connect for a few moments longer to this feeling of gratefulness. You could call to mind other elements of your experience, maybe the trees, the earth, the air. Acknowledge the abundance in your life. And all of the support they provide. And as we contemplate in today's inquiry, letting go, we always recognize that embracing impermanence doesn't mean we don't deeply grieve our losses or feel pain when we lose something we desire. Instead, recognizing and accepting the natural law of change helps us release our rigid agenda for how life should be. It aids us in experiencing how things really are. Returning now to a felt sense in the body, simply noticing the whole body full of sensation. Connecting to the brush of breath in the lungs, the chest, the belly. Slowly opening eyes. And you could take a moment or two now to record some of your insights and explore these themes further through the workbook provided. I do hope you enjoyed this meditation. Thank you for practicing.